Pepperball, EKS Sole Source.
Mayor Pro Tem and Council, thank you. The item that I have in front of you today is, we were asking for a motion to move forward with this on Sole Source. After looking at it further, looking at our current bid requirements, as well as discussing it with our city attorney, we are not asking for a motion, but I wanted to explain the process that we're going through. So we're looking at one particular item. It's grant-funded, or one particular vendor and model, because we want that item to match with our current equipment in our cars and actually fit in the front of a car. The idea with a Pepperball, and I was explaining to a council member earlier, is when we look at the type of weapons that our police officers use, we have lethal weapons, which are firearms, less lethal weapons, which are weapons like the beanbag guns that the state has made illegal. And then we have non-lethal, which are things like pepper spray, and in this case, pepper balls. So having a non-lethal option readily available to our police officers in the cab of the car is our goal. For if we had an individual that's fighting, if we had an individual with a knife or a club and they were at sufficient distance, obviously if they're in close, we're not going to try to get out of less lethal unless we can. But always with this type of item or weapon, we've got a lethal option backup. So if, for example, we've got someone with a knife and we have two police officers, then one of the police officers could use a less lethal or less than lethal option, while the other police officer is backing them up with a lethal option in case that fails. So that's the idea of a pepper ball. I do believe the legislature is going to fix the mistakes that they made making the less lethal weapons illegal. But in the meantime, our grant writer wrote a grant for this. We have grant money to fund it, and we think it's a good idea to do it. The issue that we ran into is we believe this, and we've got a good argument to sole source this particular weapon or design the bid specs for exactly this weapon. The problem is we found that while the vendor that we're dealing with is the only vendor in Washington State that can sell to us, other states can still provide bids. So if we were to put this to bid, conceivably we could get bids from three or four other vendors in other states. The company penalizes them 20%, so they have to charge us 20% more, but they could theoretically sell it to us at a loss to be able to sell it. So we're actually going to have to put this item out to bid then accept the lowest bidder. But we are going to stick with this particular item because we believe that this is the one that meets our needs. So does council have any questions on that?
I have a question. Does that impede OPD's ability to operate under the current guidelines? And does that put OPD in jeopardy of the time frame that will be eaten up? Will that hurt OPD? Will that put us at any liability risk? Could it be looked at as making an emergency?
Even if council were to vote on this and say that we are going to make an emergency purchase here, I don't think we would have these items in hand within the next 6 to 8 months. I think it's that much lead time right now. Weighing in on the liability, I'd say there's definitely risk. The risk to not purchasing these items is worse than, you know, having purchased them. So we're lessening our risk. But I'd say that we're not increasing it substantially by doing things according to policy and state law.
Any other questions, council? Anything further, Chief?
No, thank you.
Okay, moving on. That was an informational only
yes.
Agenda memo. and correction in the agenda, for those of you that have the agenda, there was information in the not form of motion. So moving on to item 4B, Placer AI contract, and the chief will present that.
Thank you, sir. A few of us had the opportunity, I believe Spencer, Tanya, Talia, myself, Abner, the mayor, were present for a presentation online with a company called Placer AI. The mayor asked me to present this tonight and, you know, for staff to weigh in and support it as they feel it's needed. Now, this is a pretty unique piece of software that does some amazing stuff, and I'm not going to read everything that's in the mayor's agenda memo. I'm hoping that council's already read that, so I can skip it. But there's a few things that he pointed out, and I've actually written some additional notes, so I can kind of explain what this capability can actually do for us. So the first thing, and I'm just going to hit the bullets the mayor actually wrote here, utilizing the software, we can aggressively market our city to attract business recruitment, provide key data to enhance our competitiveness for grant applications, C, assist in identifying the impact on tourism from local community events, and D, analyze data up to 3 years in the past. And the mayor uses an example here of looking at the Christmas event that we had and, you know, how many people came to that event. Now, with this data, we can also say, where did they eat dinner? Did they come from within a certain amount of, did they come from within the city, or did they drive here? In this case, I think one of the longest distances was Wenatchee, and I think someone actually drove here from Yakima. So I just wanted to talk about how they're doing or what they're doing. So who does this benefit? Because the mayor's proposal and our proposal, or my proposal at this point because I'm presenting it, is a partnership here where we're paying, the ACDC is paying, and I'm not sure if the Port District or Chamber is, but all of them benefit. City of Othello benefits from this, our Chamber of Commerce, our Port District, as well as the ACDC, because they're going to be able to target business better. Now, let's talk about that. Are we going to continue to grow? Is Othello going to continue to grow? The answer is yes. We're growing very well right now. With the information that Placer AI provides, the city administrator and council will know better what business growth to support. The city grant writer will have previously unavailable demographics and usage information. And when I say the usage information, who's using our parks? Is it our locals from within our city? Are people driving here? The Chamber of Commerce can help its customers determine what residents are buying outside of our city. Or if a customer is going to the Dollar Tree, where do they go afterwards? Or where do they go before that? The Port District can support incubator businesses like they do now, targeting specific needs. So what businesses are we leaking, or what business or customer sales tax, in our case, is leaking to cities around us? And then ACDC can support development targeting specific business needs. So what businesses are we missing? For example, one of the things we were able to see with the Placer AI, are people going to Ace Hardware, or was it ProBuild? Or are they driving to Lowe's to buy those things, buy the things that they could? So how do they get this information? It would be one of the next questions. And I think some of us, I mean, myself included, I'm not a big fan of Big Brother. So one of the questions that we asked was, I mean, do you know who these people are? I mean, where's this data? Who do we trust you with this data? And they've assured us it's anonymized data. We have no access to who the individuals are. So that's pretty good news. Now, the how they're doing it, applications on our cell phones. So many of us have trackers on websites, that, or applications we use, websites that we go to, Facebook, those kind of things, tracking us everywhere we go. Now, the fact it's anonymized helps a bit. Now, this data is tracked to determine where people shop, where they eat, where they live, and it's aggregated together so that we can use that in a very easy dashboard, is what they showed us. And then just thinking about this, if I was a business or if I was the city, if someone visits one of our city parks, do they go to the store or a restaurant before they go to the park? Do they go to a store or a restaurant after the park? And I'm looking back when I used to take my kids when they were little and I would take them to the park to play. Well, Sunnyside didn't have a very nice park with the play toys that we wanted our kids, so we'd go to Prosser. Now, I remember when we'd go to Prosser to the park, we'd stop at McDonald's first in Prosser. When we were done playing with our kids, we'd usually hit a grocery store or a winery or two before we'd head back. So obviously Sunnyside lost out on that tax dollars, and Sunnyside lost out, businesses lost out on that. Now, so how would Sunnyside, or how could Sunnyside have used that better? But put in the toys in the park that drew me there. But statistically, were enough people being drawn to that city to help fund it? So we don't know currently how many people use our parks. We don't know, you know, if for every dollar we put into a park, how much tourism or business support are we bringing with that dollar? So that would help. And then, I mean, I think most importantly, as we start looking, do we need more motels? I mean, I know that some of us think so. Do we need more restaurants or more diverse restaurants? Where are people going to eat outside of our city that live here? Do we need more housing? Are people that are shopping here living somewhere else? The way you would see that is if they're working here, they might hit that store on their way home. Do our parks bring outside dollars? And if they do, to what businesses? And then what business do we not support? So when I look at this, I mean, so our portion is $11,000. As a city administration, that this information, and I keep wanting to say data. This isn't data. This is information. They've digested it. They've processed it. They've made it easy for us to see and use, instead of just trying to sort through a bunch of spreadsheets. So our portion of this that the mayor's proposing is $11,000. I support it completely. And I think staff does too. So any questions?
Council, any questions, comments?
First off, this is, like you said, it's very big brush. Every single person should be scared of this. I don't know how they can say that it's anonymous because it's not. How would they know that somebody that lives in a hotel is going to move this way? And I'm just saying.
Let me correct my wording here, Mr. Riley. It's anonymized, meaning they've removed the names so we can't see them.
Right. But by court order, they could get, but regardless of that, it's just a comment. I do believe we're being tracked anyways. The city managers will take advantage of that. But it is, like I said, every single person in the city and state should be a part of the system.
But if they're doing it, it's got to be legal. It has to be legal.
It's very
legal. So how do they go about doing it? I mean, we just don't know. Do we like that? If we don't like that, we'll be tracked.
And I also said, it's being done anyways. The city managers will take advantage of it. But it's not a good thing.
I kind of like the idea for 11 grand because here a while back I was working with Steve McFadden, and he had some tips going on the port property there on Reynolds and 24, 26. And he was always tapping into it, working with people from Seattle. So that's what we need. We need people, when somebody wants to come in town, that we touch base with them every other week. Keep that communication going on. Because a lot of times they'll be excited, but if we don't put our share into it, they'll go away, go somewhere else. So I love this idea myself.
It's got huge potential.
I will thank you.
Go ahead, Gina.
I was just saying, I concur with Angel. I like the idea. I think that we need to stay on top of the forefront of marketing and keeping an eye on what's going on in our city so that we can make the best decision.
Mark, do you have any comments?
I agree with both of them.
I just had a quick question. So since you have access to 104 credits a year, 26 credits a quarter, what is a credit?
My understanding or my belief as I'm reading through the contract on that is that's when they create ad hoc reports for us and they build a report around a specific business.
So we, yeah, is that the county and the port and everybody, or is that just the city?
I don't know the answer to that one.
That's a good question for you. That was going to be that kind of space out loud. So what if we go over the 104 credits? What happens there as far as the contract?
Don't know. I can get you those answers.
Okay.
So my comments, first of all, is there any other comments? My comments would be for the listeners as well as the people in attendance and council members. I'm in agreement with the term Big Brother, and I don't like it at all, not one bit. However, there is a huge value that's already taking place on our cell phones and our iWatches. Regardless, Placer AIs did not invent this to help Othello. They're tracking us already for other cities or other businesses. They're in business. And if we enter into their geofences, we're on their radar. So, yes, absolutely. It was brought to my attention that we could set geofences in Moses Lake at Dairy Queen and track how many people from Othello are going there. And it made me think on the economic development, how hard is it to sell a business or industry to come to our community when we don't have hard data or information saying this is what we have, this is how many people are going to Dairy Queen in a month or in a year, in a week. And so to be able to sell that, to have that data part of the person could be a huge benefit to the city and ECDC and benefit port operations. So for that, I do see a lot of value. But I will definitely be watching and watching articles and releases on AI. So for the record, Councilman Wallace is present with us. And we were just talking about the Placer AI contract, John, and the chief had done a small presentation, and it was regarding that that company that can set geofence and track people that are coming, or I hate to use that term, but it can capture data of people coming in to certain areas, what they're doing, where they're shopping, and produce that information in report form to us to help better in economic development. And so I don't know if you had any comments on that. So with that, there's no further comments. I'll entertain the motion. A motion to approve the one-year contract with Placer AI for a portion of $11,000.
Second.
Any more conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Council.
Motion carries. Thanks, Chief. Moving on to item 5, unfinished business. Does council have any unfinished business? Mayor wanted me to let Councilman Wallace know and council as well. Next week, the law enforcement and code enforcement committees will convene on Tuesday and Thursday, and Tanya will send out the details in email to the committee members. The committee members are. Who do I want? So the law enforcement is, I had it clipped and then I unflipped it. Code enforcement, Angel Garza, Gina Doro, John Lawless, Corey Everett as an alternate. And the law enforcement, John Lawless, Mark Snyder, Corey Everett, John Erickson.
And those times are going to be when?
It'll be at noon. Tuesday.
Noon on Tuesday?
Next week, Tuesday, Thursday.
Tuesday for code? You'll let us know.
She was going to let us know which one was Tuesday.
The metric was very clear, so I'll get back to you.
Unless you know, chief, on the law enforcement, which day you were going to have?
I don't, and we're flexible.
Okay, so, Tanya will let us know via email which committees are going to be involved.
So the committee that I'm on, my name shouldn't be on there anymore. That makes four people on there, you only have three.
Thanks for bringing that up, Mark. I was going to talk to Tanya about that, so you aren't on the law enforcement anymore. So law enforcement committee is John Lawless, Corey Everett, John Erickson. That's three council members, it's not a four. I noticed that as well, but. Good.
John, Tom.
Corey. And then the staff is Spencer, and chief. Any other unfinished business? New business? Well, actually unfinished business. I'll stay in unfinished business on item five. Last year, I believe it was, Mr. Squirrel brought to our attention the Othello signs and population signs and adjusting the population and redoing some of those signs. Mr. Squirrel and the beautification committee said that they are willing to change those signs out, if I'm correct. Mr. Correct me if I miss.
The small ones.
The small ones, yeah.
Not the ones on 26.
Yeah, the small population ones in town. And if the city would provide the signs, and then the ones on 26 needed to be updated. So I made note of that, and I'll pass that along to Mayor Logan. And with that, if there's no unfinished business, I'll move to item six, new business. Any new business to bring before council? And with that, there are no reports in item seven, so I will close tonight's council meeting at 6:29 p.m. Have a good evening.
Thank you.